Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tim Belcher. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora strikes out. The ball gets by McFarlane. He chases the ball to the backstop. Cora moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There go the runners. The throw from McFarlane to Gaetti. The throw back to home, and Johnson is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Joyner, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. McReynolds hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Raines, who is chasing the ball. McReynolds reaches third base with a triple. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gagne moves to second. 1 out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 0 for 1 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Belcher covering, for the out. Gagne moves to third. 2 outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Belcher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Appiah covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McReynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen strikes out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Raines strikes out. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gagne strikes out. 1 out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 0 for 2 in the game. Jose hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae strikes out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jose. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 0 for 2 in the game. Joyner takes first base on ball 4. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joyner moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joyner scores. McReynolds moves to second. It's 5-0, Royals. Brian Drummond now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McReynolds scores. Gaetti moves to third. It's 6-0, Royals. Chuck Carey now pitching. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jose takes first base on ball 4. Lind moves to second. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Karkoviche hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen strikes out. The ball gets by McFarlane. He chases the ball to the backstop. Guillen moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cora is 0-for-3 in the game. Cora hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett is hit by the pitch. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McFarlane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joyner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. McFarlane moves to second. It's 7-0, Royals. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McReynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McFarlane moves to third. Joyner moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Gaetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McFarlane tags and scores. Joyner tags and moves to third. One out. It's 8-0, Royals. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lind is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Gubiza now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Swartz now pitching. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jose for the out. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 4 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Swartz covering, for the out. 2 outs. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brett hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Burks, who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Brent Main pinch hits for Mike McFarlane. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Swartz. Brett scores. It's 9-0, Royals. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Main hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brent Main now catching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burks strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Newson pinch hits for Ron Karkovice. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newson strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gielen is 0 for 3 in the game. Gielen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Gielen moves to second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 4 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lind fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.